From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. Let's start from the national news. Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Mahfud MD highlighted a meeting with Secretary General of the World Muslim League that Indonesia is the laboratory of pluralism and tolerance. Mahfud MD had a meeting with Secretary General Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Isa of the World Muslim League in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, as cited from the statement received by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, explained, Indonesia is the most effective laboratory of pluralism and tolerance in the world. As a country with the largest Muslim population in the world and with a very complete variety of religions and religious schools, everyone can live side by side. During the 90-minute-long meeting, Mahfud MD and Al-Isa stressed on the significance of implementing moderation of Islam or Wasatiyah Islam among Muslims globally. House of Representatives Deputy Speaker Aziz Shamsuddin praised the government for success in holding the 2020 simultaneous regional election through inter-institution cooperation that demonstrated Indonesia's capability to uphold the practice of democracy amid the pandemic. Shamsuddin, in a statement received by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, stated, from the start, he was sure that Indonesia is capable of holding election. Indonesia is a fast nation. Indonesia will become an example for the world. The deputy speaker pointed out that doubts had been cast over the successful implementation of the 2020 regional election amid the COVID-19 pandemic, as several parties were uncertain of the government's readiness, especially pertaining to the implementation of health protocols. PT Bio Farma President Director Honesty Bashir has said the state-owned pharmaceutical company has allocated 3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine final product made by China Sinovac Biotech for health workers in the country. Honesty explained that the vaccine would be delivered from China in two phases, the first of which arrived in Indonesia on Sunday evening with 1.2 million doses of the vaccine. The second shipment, which contains 15 million doses of the vaccine, is expected to arrive before the end of December. The second phase of the delivery will also be in two phases. The first shipment will contain 3 million doses of vaccine, 1.8 million of which will come in a single dose package in January next year. The second shipment, which contains 30 million doses of vaccine in bulk, will also be delivered at the beginning of the year. The Maritime Affairs and Fishery Ministry Hiu Macan Tutul 02 patrol boat captured Malaysian flag fishing vessels KF5152 caught illegally fishing in the Indonesian part of the Strait of Malacca on Sunday. As reported by JakartaPost.com, the fishing vessel, with a capacity of 64 gross tonnage equipped with trawl nets, was caught fishing in Indonesian waters without a fishing permit or any other formal documents. The Indonesian authorities caught the four crew members illegally fishing at the time of their capture. Batam Oceanic and Fisheries Resources Surveillance Stations PSDKP head Salman Mokoginta stated, the Hiu Macan Tutul 02 had handed over the Malaysian flag boat to his office on Tuesday for further investigation. The investigation will be conducted in Batam. Batam Oceanic and Fishery Resources Surveillance Station is detaining the ship and crew. Let's move on to the international news. Britain's medicine regulator has advised that people with a history of significant allergies do not get Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine after two people reported adverse reaction on the first day of rollout. As quoted by Reuters.com, starting with the elderly and frontline workers, Britain began mass vaccinating its population on Tuesday, part of a global drive that poses one of the biggest logistical challenges in peacetime history. National Health Service Medical Director Stephen Poe said that advice had been changed after two NHS workers reported anaphylactoid reaction associated with receiving the vaccine. A Chinese coronavirus vaccine is 86% effective, the United Arab Emirates said, after it had conducted a phase 3 trial involving thousands of people. The vaccine produced by China National Pharmaceutical Group, or Sinopharm, has been officially registered. The United Arab Emirates state Ofarm nor the United Arab Emirates have released detailed data on the trial. The announcement did not say how many of those taking part become ill or give numbers for those given the vaccine or a placebo. There was also no information on side effects, according to what is the first public statement on the effectiveness of the vaccine. The analysis found that it produces antibodies that attack the virus in 99% of people who took it. And nobody who took it developed moderate or severe cases of COVID-19. Some of the individuals involved in the assassination of Iran's top nuclear scientists have been arrested, an Iranian parliamentary advisor, as quoted by BBC.com, has said. Hussein Amir Abdullahian told Al Alam TV he was unable to share the details for security reason, but that the perpetrators would not escape justice. He also said there was evidence proving Israeli involvement. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility. The scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was killed near Tehran on November 27. The Iranian authorities have put out conflicting accounts of how he was shot dead as he traveled in a convoy through the town of Absart. On the day of the attack, the defense ministry said there was a gunfight between Fakhrizadeh bodyguards and several gunmen. An Iranian report also cited witnesses as saying that the 3 to 4 assailants had been killed. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
is today's commentary. The regional election 2020 had been held in 270 regions across Indonesia, consisting of 9 provinces, 224 regencies, and 37 cities. The election on December the 9th had caused many pros and cons, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on the data from the COVID-19 task force, the potential new clusters ahead of the election had forced the task force to work harder in anticipating it. Meanwhile, the election organizer kept reminding the people to be careful in voting their new leaders. The Ministry of Home Affairs encouraged the people to criticize the election participants to avoid focusing whether the candidate is incumbent or non-incumbent. Back again about the election and the COVID-19. Undeniably, the simultaneous regional election 2020 is quite risky. In some regions, the candidates and organizers were infected, and some even died of COVID-19. Despite tight health protocol monitoring and implementation, there were still spots where the protocol was not implemented properly. President Joko Widodo also stated that the election cannot wait until the pandemic ends, just because no one knows when it will. The election should be a moment when Indonesia can overcome and end the COVID-19 spread with innovation and ideas. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson Wiku Adhisa Smito said the task force in regions can disperse the crowds at their voting places. The Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian said that the COVID-19 spread during the voting day is very possible. He also conveyed the optimism of the government and the organizer that the election will go as planned. Then, hope came on Sunday evening from the arrival of the first COVID-19 vaccine in Indonesia. Yet, there is still the final clinical test to be done. Pros and cons of the regional election might be able to be relieved a little bit with the vaccine arrival. According to the plan, the vaccine will be prioritized for the health workers and other frontliners of the health monitoring amid the pandemic. Still, the end of the pandemic still cannot be predicted, although many efforts have been done by the government and other related stakeholders. Therefore, nobody can be neglectful, and everyone must follow the health protocol. And listener, that was the day's commentary.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
ران جنشوية بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بندو فيين دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, our daily segment Today in History starts with the event on December 10, 1901, when the first Nobel was awarded in Stockholm, Sweden. The Nobel is awarded annually to those people who have conducted extraordinary research, found technique or new equipment, or conducted extraordinary contributions to society. Nobel is awarded annually every December 10th, namely the date when Alfred Nobel passed away. The award has been awarded since 1901 for achievements in physics, chemistry, theology, or medicine, and peace. Next event was in 1948 on Human Rights Day. Human Rights Day is commemorated annually by a lot of countries, including Indonesia, every December 10th. The date was chosen to honor the General Assembly of the United Nations, which adopted and proclaimed Universal Declaration of Human Rights Day, a global statement on human rights, on December 10, 1948. The commemoration has begun since 1950, when the General Assembly invited all countries and organizations which were aware to commemorate it. The last event was in when the government established the National Oil Company. Managing the oil asset, the government of Indonesia established a national oil company, PT Perusahaan Minyak Nasional, abbreviated Pertamina, on December 10, 1957. The company joined Pertamina in 1968. By strengthening the company, which was still young, the government issued Law No. 8, 1971, that included Pertamina as state-owned oil and gas company. And listener, that was Today in History.
Ku ingin tahu, kau harus mau. Ku ingin kau begitu, agar kau tahu, jadilah engkau milikku selalu. Tanpa tersentuh, cuma aku. Bila ku mati, kau juga mati. Cinta sehidup semati, jadilah engkau milikku selalu. Tanpa tersentuh, cuma aku. Yeah. kau juga mati. Walau tak ada cinta, hidup semati.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia title, Indonesia Youth Climate Summit, IYCS 2020, Young Generation Action Controlling Climate Change. The series of holding the Indonesian Youth Climate Summit, IYCS 2020, was held from August to December 2020 with various online activities. The summit on IYCS 2020 with the theme Indonesia Youth Accord held a webinar through the Zoom application and YouTube streaming on Monday, December 7. Deputy Minister of Environment and Forestry Alwe Dohong, in his speech representing the Minister of Environment and Forestry, said that IYCS 2020, which was held in the midst of the global pandemic of the COVID-19 virus, is expected to become a center for information exchange and aspirations of Indonesia's young generation as a reference for controlling climate change. Alwe Dohong said, the information on experiences and knowledge obtained from this activity was useful to help voice change the way of life from common business by strengthening science and innovative actions in realizing future goals. Alwe Dohong considered this activity to be very relevant, where young people with energy and enthusiasm, idealism and thoughts can voice an attitude of caring for the environment, and it is hoped that this can continue in the coming years. IYCS 2020 was held to encourage the spirit of Indonesia's young generation to strengthen the role as well as build networks in their contribution to climate change control, the achievement of the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and prepare the voice of Indonesia's young generation in the soft diplomacy strategy at the Indonesian Pavilion at the 26th Conference of the Parties, or COP26, of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, on November 2021 in Glasgow, United Kingdom. The summit IYCS 2020 webinar activities featured speakers from young environmental figures, such as President of SEAGL Indonesia Abizar Givari and Climate Reality Leader Anindita Sekarjati, participants of the UNFCCC COP25 meeting and from Yayasan Palung. Also attending the webinar were Deputy Chairman of Commission 4 of the House, Budi Satrio Jiwandono, Director General of Climate Change Control at the Ministry of Environment and Forestry and Chairman of the Advisory Council for Indonesian Climate Change Control, Sarwono Kusuma Atmaja. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jabat tanganku, mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da 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 da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian, mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, the city of Bandung, West Java, is one of the tourism destinations on the island of Java, including culinary tours. Various cheap and delicious food dishes are easily to find in Bandung, from typical culinary until Western food. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you a typical food of Bandung, which is easily found, namely cireng. Cireng comes from Sundanese language, which means fried aci. It is called cireng because the main ingredient of the snack is aci or starch flour, which is mixed with wheat flour, water, pepper, salt, garlic, and leek. Cireng is the round-shaped snack that has chewy and delicious taste. Even though it seems simple, this food is liked by many people. Currently, this typical Sundanese snack is growing. Some people give additional ingredient to cireng so that this food has a variety of flavors, such as cireng with chicken, beef, sausage, meatball, cheese, and teriyaki chicken taste. Cireng is better to serve in warm, and eaten with peanut sauce, chili sauce, rujak spices, or other seasonings. This food is not only easily found on the side of the road, but now cireng is also sold online. The price is relatively cheap, around 10,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah per bag, depends on the filling. That was today's Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener. Listeners, recently PT Transportasi Jakarta Transjakarta inaugurated a free Wi-Fi internet service which is spread across 252 bus rapid transit BRT shelters in all of the main Transjakarta corridors. This service has been activated as of December 1, 2020. This internet service via Wi-Fi can be enjoyed by Transjakarta service users who are waiting for the arrival of a bus or transit without having to register or enter a password. Executive Director of Transjakarta Digital Transformation Technology and Information, Gideon Santua, said that this program was launched to support digital transformation which is carried out by Transjakarta. This free Wi-Fi can be used during Jakarta operating hours. Gideon added that each Jakarta user can access internet services with speed of up to 20 megabytes free of charge and without quota restrictions. All Transjakarta passengers who are at the bus stop can serve in cyberspace and do productive things while waiting for the arrival of Transjakarta bus. Using Transjakarta Wi-Fi is easy. People only need to access Transjakarta's free Wi-Fi network via gadget if they are inside the busway stop. Furthermore, Gideon Saritua explains that Jakarta will continue to improve internet services and quality to make it more stable. The plan is that in early 2021, Transjakarta will increase its bandwidth capacity to 10 gigabytes. This step was appreciated by DKI Jakarta Transformation Agency Safrin Liputo. He also said that the digital transportation policy on facilities and infrastructure for Transjakarta passengers is in line with the policies of the Jakarta Special Capital Region Provincial Government, particularly regarding the JAK Wi-Fi program. The JAK Wi-Fi program was built in order to provide easy internet access for the public towards standard city services based on information and communication technology. That was Ms. Seleni.
Oh, oh. Maukah untuk kau menjadi teman hidupku. Maukah duhai cintaku untuk kau menjadi pendamping hidupku sampai usai waktu.
Dapatku rasakan betapa dalamnya cintamu padaku. Oh cintaku padamu sedalam samudra yang terdalam di dunia ini. Maukah duhai cintaku untuk kau menjadi teman hidupku.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner. For today's edition, we will present a song Ratu Sejagat by Fonny Sumlang. The single entitled Ratu Sejagat, which was popularized by several singers in Indonesia, was firstly sung by Fonny Sumlang in 1986. Through this song, her name is popular in the country's music industry. In 2013, she released her ninth album, entitled Kekuatan Cinta. In producing the album, Fonny collaborated with musician John Will. In this album, Fonny deliberately rearranged the song Ratu Sejagat in more dynamic music so that it could be accepted by young people. The new arrangement of the song are made in reggae and shuffle music genres. Listener, let's listen to the original version of the song Ratu Sejagat, which was released in 1986 by Fonny Sumlang. Enjoy the song.
Rasa deg-degan di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin. Pipi merah, bibirku merah, mereka menentang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung, telinga, jidat, tangan sampai betis. Oh betapa cantiknya wajahku malam ini, pasti ku terpilih jadi ratu. Dalam hati, mungkinkah ini kan terjadi sesungguhnya? Kulangkahkan kaki menyusuri panggung pemilihan ratu sejagat. Putar ke kiri, balik ke kanan, senyum sana, senyum sini, ikut irama. Oh semua tepuk tangan seiring ku berlalu, menghilang di balik layar. Aku pun bersorak, lompat ke girangan, tapi ku terjatuh dari kursi goyang, kiranya ku mimpi. Jadi ratu sejagat semalam.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.